This is Ryan Samuels, host of The Ryan Samuels Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Couple of things I want to say is I appreciate all of the support here on this podcast and my followers on Twitter. You can find me at Twitter at Ryan F. Samuels. Please leave a review on the podcast. And don't forget, you can call into the show at 904-552-3797. We will be right back. All right, Patriots, good evening. Big news today, big news out in the world. Donald Trump has been indicted. The QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, has been released to a halfway house. And liberals are melting down about misgendering the active shooter at the Christian school. All in one day. So this is kind of what our society has come to. Number one, the shooting school, I did a video on it. It was a freaking tragedy. Never should have happened. That person needed to be treated for their self-proclaimed and what their family and their doctor had to say about some mental issues that were going on with them. That's number one. Jacob Chansley was released. He was released to a halfway house. The left is saying that, oh, this is routine. This is routine. This is what happens. And that very well may be. But coincidentally, it's pretty close after the January 6th tapes were released. And I'm sure it did not hurt him to be released on that with that new evidence coming out. Now, I know his lawyers filed many, many appeal trying to get him out. And now he's out at a halfway house, apparently for good behavior or federal government insert foot in mouth. So, but the biggest news of the day is the pending and looming arrest of Donald Trump. It's going to happen. The grand jury has officially voted and they have officially decided to indict Donald Trump on these charges for what they call hush money payments. Now, coincidentally, Alvin Bragg, the New York district attorney, has fundamentally decriminalized most crimes in the city where he refuses to prosecute, one of them being prostitution. Yet Donald Trump is being upgraded for paying off a prostitute. And that should just tell you that this is a legitimate political witch hunt. This is not me siding with Trump. I've gone against Trump many, many times. If you guys know that, if you listen to this podcast, this is wrong. This is clear, crystal clear political prosecution of Donald Trump. But in true Donald Trump fashion, he has released a statement on the situation. Let's check it out. So here it is. This is on Donald J. Trump's website. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, March 30th, 2023. This is political prosecution and election interference at the highest level in history. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, and even before I was sworn in as your President of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the American Great Again movement. You remember it just like I do. Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to, quote, get Trump. But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent who just happens to be president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president has never been seen before, ever. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has handpicked and funded by George Soros is a disgrace. Rather than stopping the unprecedented crime, wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. Our movement and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg. And we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again. So that was the statement by Donald Trump in response to this, what he calls a hoax. And, you know, he's not wrong. I'm sorry to say that. I hate to say that. But he is absolutely not incorrect with what he's saying. This sets a dangerous precedent. And I hate to say dangerous precedent because nobody's above the law and nobody is above the law. Nobody should be held above the law. But Donald Trump was not outside of the law on this issue. He was not. And no matter how you try to slice it, no matter what you feel about Donald Trump, the way that this system is being weaponized against everybody. And this isn't the first time this has happened. This is the first time it's happened to a president, a leading Republican candidate. He's not wrong when he says leading in the polls. When he made the announcement that he would be arrested, Trump right again, that he skyrocketed in the polls with a 62% approval rating above Ron DeSantis. They are strengthening his base. They are strengthening his position. They are cornering the market for Trump. They're helping him. This is going to backfire. I think that this is absolutely going to backfire on the Democratic Party and the Democratic agenda moving forward. I think most people are aware that this is a complete farce. You know, Ron DeSantis came out and he made a pretty powerful statement on this issue. Now, we all know that Ron and Don don't get along at all. Donald Trump has, you know, vehemently attacked him. However, Ron seems to think that this is exactly what Donald Trump thinks it is. Let's read a tweet from Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis tweeted this today at 6:55 p.m. on March 30th. The weaponizing of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It is un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan District Attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct. Yet now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with the Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor. So New York has given Florida a request to extradite Donald Trump to New York, and Ron DeSantis has said, no, we're not going to do that. This is a complete farce. You handle it yourself. You do it yourself. I mean, that's pretty powerful. And now he's not, you know, not everybody get out of control, not everybody freak out. He's not saying that, you know, we're going to stand in the way, we're going to surround with the National Guard. That's not what he's saying at all. He's saying, we want no part of this. We're not going to be roped into this. This is a BS political witch hunt. It's a political game. You're hurting the American people. we're not going to be involved in this. And these guys don't get along. They poke shots at each other. They're each other's competition. It's in Ron DeSantis' best interest to put Trump down so he can become president, which he most likely will run for president. But he's sacrificing that for what's right, it appears to be, because we've never seen this before. We've never seen an actual indictment of the president of the United States. So this is going to turn out to be a nightmare for the Democratic Party. We're going to see massive protests from the right, and those protests need to be nonviolent at all. But then again, even if you're not violent, you wind up like Jacob Chansley in jail for no reason. Then they release videotapes of you doing nothing. Then they release you from jail and they turn around and say, well, no, that's not why we released them. We didn't release them because of that. We released them because, good behavior. Yeah, a few weeks, maybe a month after Tucker Carlson releases damning video evidence of him doing nothing wrong. We also saw Matt Taibbi. Now, if you don't know who Matt Taibbi is, he is the guy who released the Twitter files. He was given the keys to Twitter, all of their emails, their communication between the FBI, DOJ, all of the alphabet soup agencies. And this guy grew up as a member of the ACLU. He was a writer for the Rolling Stones. He's a leftist. He's a Democrat. He came out and said, no, this is a violation of free speech. The federal government is forcing Twitter to censor content that the federal government does not like. That is a direct violation of free speech. That's not a corporation acting on their own, which has been the discussion since we clearly knew that shadow banning and things like that were going on. That has not been the discussion. And now we know the federal government was doing it. And guess what happened to Matt Taibbi? Got called before Congress saying he's biased and he's lying and he has the emails. And then he gets home from Congress and the IRS is at his door wanting to ask him questions. The Democrats have weaponized this entire legal system, the justice system, and the tax system, the criminal system. They've weaponized all of it, and they use it against conservatives. It's a pandemic of the worst proportions that we're seeing. Now, what does this mean for the future? Well, now any ambitious district attorney can indict any politician for any reason at any time. And we're going to see what we see in foreign countries where political parties are fighting each other and having each other arrested for things they don't believe with. That's why you hear the Banana Republic, references. This is a Banana Republic, and that's what it is now. So now the system is weaponized that political parties are going to use them against each other. Kevin McCarthy and Twitter today said Alvin Bragg has irreparably damaged our country in an attempt to interfere with our presidential election. As he routinely frees violent criminals to terrorize the public, he weaponized our sacred system of justice against Donald Trump. The American people will not tolerate this injustice, and the House of Representatives will hold Alvin Bragg and his unprecedented abuse of power to account. Well, you know they're going to bring him before Congress. Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump has been indicted following a year-long witch hunt by a district attorney who promised to get Trump and touted his experience going after the 45th president. Un-American and unacceptable. I wonder who was donated to Alvin Bragg. So Republicans are finally standing with Trump. And we haven't seen that for a while. Donald Trump has made a lot of enemies. Him and Mike Pence did not get along. After the election, Donald Trump felt he should have acted more swiftly and more aggressively in what he perceived as the stealing of the 2020 election. George... I'm just scrolling through Twitter here trying to find other comments, but Alvin Bragg has placed himself in such political hot water. I just don't understand what he's doing, what the motive is, and is it worth it? Representative Jim Jordan, Washington, D.C.'s top prosecutor, declined to prosecute nearly 70% of the people arrested in 2022. In New York City, Alvin Bragg has lost most of his misdemeanor cases in court. And in Portland, crime is just so bad that businesses are leaving the area. What's in common, Democrats? So, will Donald Trump go to jail? That is a very good question. And I can tell you right now, the answer is no. Donald Trump will not spend one day in jail whatsoever, ever, for any reason. So just get that out of your head right now. He's a former president. There's nowhere to put him. The Secret Service would be with him all the time. This is a charge that is so finicky, so small, so pathetic that it is never even going to be convicted. They're never going to get a jury to rule in this case. It's something that's not going to happen, but we shall see where this goes from here. And the only thing they have done is they have strengthened his position. Manhattan DA is negotiating for Trump's surrender. Statement attributable to a spokesperson. This evening, we contacted Mr. Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender to the Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment, which remains under seal. Guidance will be provided when the arraignment date has been selected. Great news. So the first time in history, a president of the United States is going to be and will be arrested for the first time in American history. A former president will be arrested. So interesting stuff that is just not going to go anywhere whatsoever in our country. Breaking news. Trump has been indicted in New York. If we allow a former president to become a political prisoner based on fake charges brought by a Soros funded prosecutor, we lose our country. This is war. Stu Peters calling for Ron DeSantis to mobilize the National Guard. That's a little extreme, Stu. And Donald Trump is at Mar-a-Lago. So Ron said he's not going to help. Will Donald Trump turn himself in? Could you even arrest him if you tried with Secret Service protection? Would there be a shootout between the Secret Service and the police trying to arrest them? These are great questions, and these are questions we don't have the answer to. Now, does the Secret Service have the power to prevent the Trump's arrest and protect him? I mean, that's a really good question. How dangerous is it? How dangerous is it for a former president to be in jail? Donald Trump, Truth Social. They only brought this fake, corrupt, and disgraceful charge against me because I stand with the American people, and that they know that I cannot get a fair trial in New York. He's never going to get a fair trial in New York. It's something that's not going to happen unless they move it outside of New York City and then maybe out to one of Suffolk County or Nassau County or up into Westchester County outside into the suburbs. In the city, he just does not, where somebody like Alvin Bragg gets elected, an extreme far left woke prosecutor. You're not going to see the results of a fair trial. I mean, that's how far left and extreme New York is that they think they actually have something here and they don't. But thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you next Tuesday.